Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of peace. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Do not be anxious about anything, really, like anything. Living up to that command may seem like a tall task for many of us. There are so many things that can cause us anxiety, and this season of the year can sometimes amplify stress and pain and worry. We clearly need this word from Philippians, a new perspective that calls us to always rejoice and never fret. The command, while difficult, comes with further instruction and with a promise. There is an answer to worry, prayer. There is a pathway to follow. Present your requests to God. He is not a distant, out-of-touch God. He is the God who has come to be with us and who knows what it is like to experience life as we know it. He came in real flesh and blood, and even now he dwells in us through his Holy Spirit. Christmas reminds us of his presence. Yes, come to him with your requests. In doing so, we can experience the fulfillment of the promise. Regardless of whether the answer to our specific request is yes or no or wait, God grants his peace to those who seek him. For those who consider every circumstance an opportunity to rejoice, God's peace dwells in them and protects them. For the one who faithfully comes to him in prayer amidst a trial, God sustains them with peace that is too incredible for words. What a wonderful promise. A mind and a heart that are guided by the peace of Christ are able to focus on the good and pure and noble things of God, no matter the circumstances. So wherever you are today, let this scripture guide your thoughts for the next few moments. Talk to God as you reflect. What is there to rejoice about? What worries do you need to bring to him? In the quiet, present your requests to God. help us to live out what this verse directs, to rejoice and not worry. Today, we bring all of our requests before you. We want to be near to you and experience your peace. Flood our minds with what is lovely, excellent, and praiseworthy. Then may we live out what we know to be true. The peace of God will be with us. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song Adore by Chris Tomlin by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you accept the peace of God as a welcomed companion.